KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy for the majority of the day with a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Cass County Extension Service says volunteers for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, or VITA, program are needed here in southwest Iowa. VITA is an IRS-sponsored program that certifies community volunteers to prepare and e-file basic tax returns at no cost for low- to moderate-income individuals and families. Volunteers are needed to prepare the 2012 taxes, and anyone interested should have a basic understanding of income tax laws and an interest in helping others and basic computer skills. VITA volunteers are provided free training, self-study materials, and the software necessary to prepare basic income tax returns, including forms 1040EZ, 1040A, and 1040. They must complete a certification exam, and the IRS waives liability for volunteers if they prepare returns within the scope of their certification. To find out more about the VITA program, you can contact the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132 or Mary Beth Kaufman, Extension Family Program Specialist, at 712-755-3104. You'll need to complete a one-page application. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department said yesterday a man was arrested Friday on an assault charge in Cass County. A Pottawatomie County man was arrested in Cass County. Sheriff's officials here said that the 53-year-old Joseph Anthony Harden of Hancock was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for aggravated assault. Harden was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released the next day on his own recognizance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said also 54-year-old William Clarence Shearer of Atlantic was arrested October 23rd on a district court warrant for violation of his probation. Shearer was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $5,000 bond. And on October 18th, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 34-year-old Michael Lee Moeller of Griswold on a warrant for criminal mischief in the second degree, a Class D felony. Moeller was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on a $5,000 bond. Cass County Sheriff's officials are investigating the circumstances surrounding a property damage accident that happened early Saturday morning when a pickup struck a utility pole. Authorities reported yesterday the Cass County Comm Center had received a call at around 2:05 a.m. Saturday of a one-vehicle accident on 540th Street. When deputies arrived, the driver of the 2006 Chevy Silverado pickup, 45-year-old Danny Leroy Lewis of Red Oak, was nowhere to be found. Officials later learned he'd walked away from the scene of the crash and was transported by a private vehicle to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that there were two arrests here over the weekend. On Saturday, 23-year-old Trent Braman of Atlantic was taken into custody for driving while barred. And on Sunday, 25-year-old Brandon Earlback of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail, where they were held pending an initial court appearance. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Monday that 34-year-old David Francis Hughes Jr. of Red Oak was arrested Sunday evening. Hughes was cited for having an open container in a vehicle as a passenger. He was subsequently released on the citation. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports their recent arrests, and the following individuals had been arrested last Thursday, October 25th. They include 33-year-old Brian E. Smith of Omaha on a charge of disorderly conduct, 32-year-old Robert Lee Bopp of Shenandoah for driving under suspension, 26-year-old Isaac Hayes of Hamburg for a probation violation, and 40-year-old Teresa Lynn Cedarburg of Shenandoah for being an accessory after the fact. And last Tuesday, 20-year-old James Dale Ahern of Council Bluffs was arrested in Fremont County for violating his probation. Police in Red Oak said Monday that they made two arrests over the weekend, and they included 42-year-old Shelby Olivares, who was taken into custody for allegedly violating a protective order, and 47-year-old Matthew Westover, who was taken into custody on a charge of having an animal at large. Both were held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond, pending a court appearance. Officials at the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said Monday they've upgraded their fire danger index in the county to moderate. The index had been in the low category last week, but Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said winds and drying conditions this week are expected to increase the risk for field and grassland fires. The Iowa Natural Resources Department is investigating a fish kill in northwest Iowa. The agency is checking the west branch of the Floyd River about 2.5 miles south of Sioux Center. Department workers found elevated ammonia levels in the water and several dead fish north of the U.S. Highway 75 bridge crossing. The department said high ammonia content usually means the source is a nutrient, often fertilizer, manure, or wastewater. Elsewhere in state news, an 8-year-old boy has been accidentally shot at a shooting range in northeast Iowa. The Black Hawk County Sheriff's Office said David Young wandered in front of the firing line while a relative was shooting at targets at around 5:15 p.m. Monday. The incident occurred at the Black Hawk Park Range in Cedar Falls. The Sheriff's Office said David was shot in the head with a .22 caliber rifle. He was taken to Covenant Medical Center in Waterloo and then flown to a brain trauma unit in Iowa City. Fire officials said no one was injured when a lit cigarette and an oxygen tank caused an explosion that blew out windows and caused a fire at a house in Des Moines. That blast happened Monday morning. Fire Inspector Brian O'Keefe said the homeowner sleeps with oxygen and left the tank on when she got up. She lit a cigarette and the oxygen in the room caught fire and burned back toward the tank, causing an explosion. A woman, her grandson, and a family dog escaped just before the explosion. Damage to the home was estimated at between $50,000 and $70,000. Well, friends and supporters of two Iowa girls who've been missing since July plan to distribute flyers on Halloween to maintain public awareness. Residents are invited to print copies of the missing girls' photos and the tip line number and hand them out to trick-or-treaters in Evansdale. Parents and other adults accompanying children may distribute the flyers door-to-door. Lyric Cook and her cousin Elizabeth Collins disappeared back on July 13th. Their bikes were found near Myers Lake in Evansdale. Lyric has turned 11, and Elizabeth has turned 9 since the girls went missing. The FBI believes they were abducted. More than 50 people have been arrested after a Des Moines area investigation into drugs and sex for sale. Polk County Sheriff Sergeant Jana Rooker said that officers focused on drugs and human trafficking. Authorities say the 53 arrests occurred October 17th and 18th in several locations around Polk County and involve local, state, and federal officers. An Iowa nursing home has been fined $500 for not reporting possible sexual exploitation of a resident by a home employee. The case involves a staffer at the Regency Care Center in the Des Moines suburb of Norwalk. The worker was accused of kissing the resident and having other sexual contact with him. Home administrator Indy Miller fired the worker. She told inspectors she didn't report the matter to the state because the relationship was consensual. Iowa law says any consensual or non-consensual sexual conduct between a patient and caregiver must be reported to the state as abuse. Miller declined to comment about the state's findings. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, at least 17 people in 7 states are dead and more than 7.4 million homes and businesses are currently without power from Superstorm Sandy. In New York City, a flooded neighborhood in Queens has lost between 80 and 100 houses in a fire that's still burning. And in northern Jersey, a levee broke, flooding the town of Menachie. Authorities have evacuated some 1,000 people. There's a blizzard warning for a large part of West Virginia as snow and high winds blow over Appalachia on the edges of Superstorm Sandy. Authorities have closed more than 45 miles of Interstate 68 on either side of the West Virginia-Maryland state line because of blizzard conditions and stuck cars. U.S. stock exchanges say they're testing contingency plans to ensure trading resumes as soon as possible this week after Hurricane Sandy smashed into the East Coast. U.S. markets are closed for a second day today, but the New York Stock Exchange says despite reports that its historic trading floor suffered irreparable damage, no such damage has occurred. And it says contingency plans are being tested only as a safety measure. Members of the Greater Sweet Home Missionary Baptist Church near Fort Worth, Texas, are looking for answers after their pastor was brutally killed. Authorities say a man rammed a car into a church wall yesterday in Forest Hill, chased down the Reverend Danny Kirk, and beat him to death with an electric guitar. The attacker died after police subdued him with a taser. And overseas, NATO says a man wearing an Afghan police uniform has killed two coalition troops in southern Afghanistan today. At least 53 international troops have been killed in attacks by Afghan soldiers or police so far this year. News time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Ruth Emmons, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Friday. Funeral services for Ruth Emmons will be this morning at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Robert Bob Pauls, age 82, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Services for Bob Pauls will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Lee Harris, age 74, of Dexter, died Friday at his home. A memorial service for Richard Harris will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marilyn D. Young, age 91, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marilyn Young will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Maxine Mickey Seibert, age 93, a lifelong resident of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mickey Seibert will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alice Blazik, age 65, of Fontenelle, died Monday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Alice Blazik will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Joyce Rocker, age 89, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Rocker will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Phyllis Jean Olson, age 80, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Phyllis Olson will be on Friday at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Zena Lyman, age 48, of Greenfield, died Friday. Graveside memorial services for Zena Lyman will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carolyn Lynham, age 87, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Carolyn Lynham are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Delmer Queck, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Funeral services for Delmer Queck are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. There's more news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting.